Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples joined here. This segment, we're going to be talking with Veterans of Foreign War Post 1678 Commander Dan Watkins, who joins us in studio. Dan, good to have you out here.
Good to have you, too. Close enough. It's 1786.
Oh, 17. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I had that's a typo in my notes here. So
that's okay.
So, Dan, I know there was a planned ceremony coming up tomorrow here in the area. I understand that's been canceled here, though.
Yeah, I was with the 538 Transport Company Detachment. It's the reserve unit here in Manhattan. And let's see, Wednesday, I got a message from the contact person there, and they chose to not do it because of the incoming weather. Again, big safety thing.
Yeah.
You know, that was their concern, and I don't even think they're actually going to let them come in because of the weather that's coming in. And a lot of those that were going to come to the ceremony, since it is a reserve unit, some of them live over 3 hours away, different states and stuff. So we'll get it redone. It's kind of up to them. We're probably looking probably sometime this spring when we're not getting snow and ice and freezing goo and stuff like that. So but really, really good to do that with them, because they've never had anything like that for them. So
yeah,
that's what we're about.
Those types of events are always so fun, because you really see the human emotion come out there. A lot of these guys, especially the Vietnam veterans, I mean, they didn't, when they came back from the war, they weren't treated the best.
Yeah, not Vietnam. I'm a Gulf War veteran, mm-hmm. and that's kind of what we got was nothing. So,
yeah.
But again, times have changed, people have changed, and you know, let's them know that, yeah, we understand, because most of them are under 25 years old.
Yeah. Well, it's so important to do that, and I'm glad that you guys do stuff like that here. What else do you have going on at the VFW right now?
Well, one of the big things that happened... Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So one of the big things that happened, it was a project that I started when I came home last year, and it was for prisoners of war missing in action, POW/MIA. Let me look at my notes here real quick. On February 11th, Riley County, Kansas became the first county in Kansas to be nationally recognized as a prisoner of war MIA county. It's with Jefferson Barracks in St. Louis, Missouri. And not only are we the first one in the state, the county's the first one in the state, we're the second one in the nation. And this is a national honor. It's really, really big. Got some sponsors to purchase the first four signs, and we can't thank them enough. But we're looking for some more donations to help purchase the signs. And again, this is something that's big. It's not... And a lot of people think that POW/MIA, well, that's just one day a year, September 20th. It's not. It's every day. And in the state of Kansas alone, there are a little over 1,700, and this goes all the way back to World War I. They're still, well, probably missing in action now, and prisoners of war missing in action. Nationally, there's over 80,000. And it's to bring awareness to that. And with that being said, I'm working with the city. And Mayor Dotson, who's a retired general, talking to him and talking to the city commissioners, we're looking at September 21st, hopefully. That meeting's today, so I don't want to give any spoilers out, mm-hmm. to have a ceremony for that, for the recognition of Manhattan to become the first nationally recognized POW/MIA city in the state of Kansas. And there's already some out there, but they're not nationally recognized.
Yeah. Well, you know, I heard that story last week, or maybe it was earlier this week, I can't remember, but you know, the fact that we'd be the second here in the whole country, I mean, that's
huge.
Yeah,
it's huge. It's huge. And Manhattan will be, depending on how it goes, probably in the top 20. Of course, the project started in Missouri, where the POW/MIA Museum is, and that's coming from Missouri back home to Manhattan. I know people.
Yeah. So you got a little bit of a personal connection there.
Yeah,
so.
and it's really a good thing. You know, let them know that, and the families know especially, that are still waiting and wondering. One of the other big things that I want to talk about, because I know we only got 15 minutes, yeah. which is okay. One of the biggest things that we have are some scholarship programs, and I just kind of want to briefly talk about those. One of them is a Patriot's Pen, and this is for grades 6 through 8. We didn't have any entries for that this year, unfortunately, but that happens. And what it is the students write an essay, and they're eligible to win anywhere from $100 to $5,000 if they make it up to the national level. And the other one, this is a huge announcement, it's called the Voice of Democracy. And what the Voice of Democracy is, it's for grades 9 through 12. And again, it's the same thing. The high school students write an essay. And the Manhattan VFW Post had the state winner. There was a little over 4,000 entries in the state. So she is on her way to Washington, D.C., March 3rd and 4th, to compete with the other 50 states and the four territories to see if she's eligible to win a scholarship for $30,000.
Oh, wow. Fantastic.
Yeah. And not to talk her up, but we had a national representative here at our state convention this year, and he's been doing it for like 15, 20 years, been one of the evaluators, and he said, you know, people say this a lot. He said, this is one of the best ones that I've heard. So we're hoping she does, because she, it's called the four-letter word, vote, and it's very, very, kind of gets you right in the heart.
Yeah.
We do have a Facebook page, and I just posted it this morning. There's all 50 entrants on there. All they have to do is type in VFW Post 1786, and it'll pop right up. And a couple other scholarships we offer, the Endowment Scholarship, which is for children and grandchildren of any service members. They can receive from $500 to $2,000 for a 1 to 4 year scholarship. It's an application. It's all it is. You know, a lot of great things. And that's kind of the involvement with the community. Turn the page here.
It's free money out there. I mean,
it's free money, you know, and not just the kids of veterans and the community, but any veteran that's going to school right now can apply for the VFW Sport Clips Scholarship, which is up to $5,000 per semester.
Hmm.
Free money, you know, to help with education. One of the big things that I have to emphasize is not only do we help veterans and their families, but we also do a lot of community service. And one of the things that we're getting involved with is with the Flint Hills Volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
And we're kind of at the forefront of the Flint Hills Suicide Prevention Task Force. We're working with them on getting this started. If anybody's interested in getting involved in that, all they have to do is contact the Flint Hills Volunteer Center, and they'll let them know. They'll let them know we got classes and stuff coming up for training and stuff. But this is really, really big, not only with the community, but also veterans at 22 a day, and it's still there, even though they say it's down. It's not.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that are reported. And we're looking forward to doing this project with them. You know, it's because it happens.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's a sad statistic here when you hear about it, and you know, obviously they've been through so much already, it's hard to reach out when you're a veteran and you don't have the resources here. So
right, yeah, like I said, it's with the veterans. That's kind of a project that we do a lot of, but with the Flint Hills Volunteer Center, it's going to be a community-wide program with the Flint Hills area, and we're getting in on that from the veteran side, a bunch of really wonderful people. One of the things that I do want to talk about is membership, because a lot of people ask, well, what's membership going to do for me? Not only is a veteran, male or female, we're all veterans, and that's kind of the stigma that's like where the old guys go. We're not like that anymore. Our post is the only post in the world that meets in a church, so we don't have the bar. Mm. But we're all about veteran service. We're about the community service. And to be a member of the VFW, any veteran that served in combat is eligible to join. And we need members. We need people that want to get involved in the community, which is our big priority is community involvement. I mean, we work with K-State Military Affairs, we work with Kansas State, just all kinds of different things we got going on. And we also have an auxiliary, which is for spouses, children, grandchildren, adopted children. You know, it's and that's what we do is community service. And yeah. We love doing it. I mean, it's a lot of hours.
Well, it's good work. And, you know, I've heard you in the news quite a bit here this week. You were at the law board meeting. I got to honor some great police officers and for some bravery. And that's great to be able to do stuff like that, too.
Yeah, Officer Shepard did an amazing job with his citation. Not only everything that he does every day, and I got to give him props. I really do, because when we had the flood, he was doing his regular duty, and somebody thought they'd go swimming. I guess it's kind of how the write-up went, and he went in after him. And got him out, you know, put his own safety aside, and you gotta really thank somebody like that. Mm-hmm. You know, that's self-sacrifice.
Yes, it is.
And that goes along with the Firefighter of the Year award that we presented. Sorry, I don't have his name with me, and also the Paramedic of the Year. And our entries, entries at the post were only one person, and then it went to our district level, and they had to call in secondary evaluators because all three of them were so close with all the other entries from the other 20 posts. It's like, okay, but again, you know, and it's recognizing those individuals in the community that, hey, thank you for what you do. You know, we honor you for what we do, and it started again for next year. And also the scholarships that I started, that I talked about, they'll start again in April. The ones for the Patriots Pen and Voice of Democracy, they'll start again in April. So it's a really big chance for parents to get involved. We also did a Teacher of the Year Award, which was from Bluemont School. And she made it to the district level, and she made it to, that was it. But again, huge competition with that, but it's nice to honor these people in the community for that, you know, to let them know that they're doing good. And the best one was the teacher, because she didn't know what was coming.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. Love surprises.
She was looking around like, is that me? Yes, that's you.
Oh, great. Good stuff. Well, I will get this shared here on our Facebook page about the, it looks like Alyssa Troyer, the student.
Yes,
here.
Yes.
They have like an audio clip. You can go listen to it You said it's great. I haven't listened to it yet, but hopefully.
Yeah, they're all on there. I haven't listened to them yet because I don't want to, because I really like hers.
Right, you don't want to have
because she's from Manhattan.
Sure, sure.
You know, but it's really something, and she's a junior, you know. So this is something. And I really hope she wins. You know, and the unfortunate thing about that is, sorry, you can't compete next year.
Yeah. Well, good luck to her. Anything else here before we skedaddle?
I think that's all the important stuff that I really have.
All right. Well, great. Dan, it's good to have you out here. Certainly don't be a stranger out here. We'll have you on again sometime soon.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, because there's a lot of stuff coming up.
All right. Very good.
Good times.
Commander Dan Watkins, VFW Post 1786 here in Manhattan. Back after this on News Radio KMAN.